Many historically black colleges or universities, known as HBCUs, are struggling. They struggle financially, and they struggle to attract and keep students. Public HBCUs are some of those hardest hit. In the first of two stories, WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports on how Cheney University in the Philadelphia suburbs is faring as it deals with the national trend.
Sophomore Anitra Jackson is just one of two math majors at Cheney. She plans to be a computer engineer for NASA and wanted to attend a small school. Cheney has around 700 students. That's a 30% drop from last year and half of what it was 5 years ago.
Because the ratio is so small, I can literally just go knock on my professor's door, even if it's not office hours, like, hey, can I ask you a quick question? And they'll literally do a one-on-one session.
Jackson came to Cheney because of its Keystone Honors Academy program. It offers full scholarships, including tuition and room and board, to qualifying students. The Delaware County native, who's on the university's track team, plans to finish her degree at Cheney, but could transfer. A double major in math and computer science, Jackson says getting math courses can be difficult, and she worries Cheney is in danger of closing.
I know a lot of us are nervous, like we're nervous about it, but at the same time, we know since it is like a national treasure, we're hoping that like we'll just be able to pull through. Because I don't want Cheney to close. I love Cheney. I love Cheney at the end of the day.
Cheney, the nation's oldest HBCU, is one of 14 universities that make up Pennsylvania's state system of higher education, which includes Westchester and Millersville universities. Cheney, which straddles Chester and Delaware counties, has had enrollment and financial issues for years, but it got worse last year. The university's accreditation was placed on probation. Without it, students would no longer be eligible for state or federal financial aid. Cheney's relied on its third line of credit from the state system and is waiting to see if it will have to repay up to $30 million in federal aid funds it mismanaged.
The publics are under some interesting pressures.
That's Mary Beth Gasman, director of University of Pennsylvania's Center for Minority Serving Institutions. She says HBCUs generally have to do more with less. HBCUs represent only 2% of all colleges and universities in the country and enroll 8% of African American college students. But their graduates make up 21% of African Americans getting diplomas.
What that shows us is that they are doing a better job with low-income black students. And I think that that's really important, right? Because they're doing it with fewer resources.
Public black colleges tend to enroll low-income and underprepared students who can take longer to finish. Cheney's interim president, Frank Pogue, says in spite of limited resources, the school has a reputation for transforming underprepared students.
We have far too many of the students coming through K through 12 poorly prepared for all the reasons we know about. So we have to work harder than most institutions to make sure that our students are successful. But it's always been that way.
Cheney's six-year graduation rate is 26%. The national average is 43%. Gasman says the majority of HBCU students are on Pell Grants, including 75% of Cheney students, a far different student makeup than the rest of the state's public institutions.
So you can't hold a public black college to the same expectations as you can the state's flagship institution or an institution that enrolls students who are better prepared and from higher income homes.
One argument for why struggling public HBCUs are in trouble is the history of receiving unequal funding. Pogue, Cheney's president, says there's a history of neglect and underfunding that needs to be acknowledged.
We have never been equally supported. And so this feeling that one size fits all, that all 14 universities in the state system of higher education have somehow at some point in their histories have been the same, it's not true. And it's not true today. The institutions are very different and their needs are very different.
A coalition of alumni and supporters of Cheney have filed a federal lawsuit against the state alleging racial discrimination and unfair funding. Pennsylvania higher ed officials say Cheney receives the most per student funding, four times the system's average. Gasman, the HBCU expert, says equal funding now isn't always enough.
So if you have a history of not being funded equitably, even if you're at some point being funded equally, you're not funded equitably because your wealth has not been building the same way as, let's say, a flagship institution or maybe some of the majority institutions.
Cheney's financial troubles are compounded because it has no reserves or an endowment and is operating with an estimated $16 million deficit. Gasman says HBCUs should be given credit for the critical role they provide.
They're doing the lion's share of work with regard to moving African Americans, especially into graduate school, into STEM majors, into teaching. There's a whole bunch of areas that if we didn't have HBCUs, we'd really have a substantial problem on our hands as a nation.
Losing HBCUs isn't just an issue for alumni or current students. A recent Gallup study reveals Black graduates of HBCUs are more likely to succeed financially than other Blacks with college degrees. And these grads also feel far more confident they are prepared for life after college. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.